All right, I'm Flex Pavilion.
Hello, this is Andrew WK.
Yo, 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 it's Miles from Psych-Dupid.
Hey, this is Ali.
This is Nick from Chook-Chook-Chook.
What's up, guys? This is the Chain Smoker. Is the name of school from Ghost?
This is Beefcake the Mighty from Guar.
Hey, folks, we're Royal Blood.
And you're currently listening to Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound what?
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
You're listening to the sweet sounds of Sound Sessions. Thank you.
Hey, this is Jack Garrett. You're listening to Sound Sessions.
Pick apart the pieces you left. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Try and give yourself some rest. And let me worry about it. Let me worry about it.
Hi everyone, this is Michael with Sound Sessions here on WGN Plus. Now there's a lot you can say about our next guest. You may have seen his performance recently on Conan O'Brien when he premiered the song Worry to a national audience. His debut album, Phase, will drop on February 19th, 2016. We welcome Jack Garrett. Jack, how's it going today?
Hey, man. Yeah, no, I'm all good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So I got to know, what was it like to play on Conan O'Brien? Because I find that whole process so interesting. And you were just exposed to this enormous audience. What was it like?
Yeah. It was pretty intense. It was it was the first piece of live TV, actually, especially national TV, that I'd ever done globally. I've not done a national TV show over in the UK yet. So it was the first kind of real big piece of exposure that I'd had to a kind of mass audience, and it was fantastic. It was really, really good. I had a great time doing it. Everyone there was super helpful. I'd heard lots of horror stories about doing national TV from lots of friends of mine who have come over to the States before and done it. But I don't know, I must have just had a good day because I nothing went wrong. I didn't have any huge hiccups. And everyone at the show was so lovely to me. I had a great time. It was really fun.
Yeah, you really kind of tore it apart there. And you're right. I guess the one thing you don't want to do is screw up on stage or trip or something like that, and you definitely didn't do that.
Right.
So, playing for such a huge audience...
Yeah, no, that's the worst thing that could happen.
Well, playing for such a huge audience, did you have anything that you needed to prepare with? What kind of preparation went into some kind of like performance like this? Did you go and get a new suit or something before the show?
there was a lot of breathing that went on before. Mm-hmm. I had to calm myself down quite a bit. In terms of preparation, it's good to obviously, it's like, had someone come help me pick some good clothes out for it, because I can, you know, barely put my pants on the right way around in the morning. Had a lovely person come in and help me, like... I don't know, I feel hack away at my beard, I think is probably the correct term for it. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of nice. But like, other than those things that, you know, people do to present themselves well on the TV, that was kind of it. I didn't really do any major preparation for it, other than obviously lots of rehearsal and making sure that I was at the top of my game. But all anything like that just goes out the window as soon as you walk out on a stage like that. It's so strange. It's so... I don't know. I like to live in the fact that I'm young and I've done so much already, and only in the last year, and I'm so fortunate, and I've been working hard to kind of get to all of these places, but that was definitely something I had never experienced before, like that kind of feeling of walking out onto that stage into that crowd and knowing that there's also, you know, millions of people watching through their TVs and on their laptops at home. It was all a bit intimidating. I just a lot of breathing, a lot of sitting down and back up again and pacing around and being terrified I was going to screw up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you did very well. You made us all proud. So, I mean, that's another
thing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You know, you are 23 years old. You're doing so much more than most 23-year-olds are doing.
Yeah, 24 now.
Oh, 24.
Just bumped that age up in October. Yeah, about a month ago.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Well, 24. Even so, I mean, most people are just graduating from college. They're trying to get into the workforce. You're playing Conan O'Brien.
It's great.
Yeah, I guess that's what it's supposed to be, right?
It's very true. And you're going to start this tour now. Now, talking about preparation, what kind of preparation goes into starting this tour that you're going to take? And I think it started on Friday. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I've just been... The interesting thing about the tour is that I've been playing shows regularly now for about a year. Like the first big tour that I took that was like 2 weeks out of my life away from home and on the road, and I was supporting another act, and that was this time last year, actually, maybe a little bit longer than that, so just over a year ago. But I've been like consistently playing at least a show. Easily a show every 2 weeks, but mostly up to three or four shows a week for about a year. The tour never really finishes.
Yeah,
I've had like time off, but I've been constantly doing it. So this tour that I just started on Friday, it's just that I don't know. It's just the next run of shows, or at least that's the way that I can kind of mentally look at and prepare myself correctly. Because if I tell myself I'm coming up to the end of a tour, my body will start to shut down,
mm-hmm.
which unfortunately it kind of started to do a couple of days ago. I'm not feeling very well.
Oh, no, man, you're just getting started.
I'm not feeling very well at the moment. Pardon?
You're just getting started. You got to make sure that you're on your A game.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. But the thing is I just did a full run of shows mm-hmm. out in America, and then came to the end of that and flew home. Well, not flew home, but flew to England to start this new tour, and... Yeah, my body was just like, well, we've just done this already, so it decided to get really ill, which is just my luck and just happened. But yeah, so I try and trick my body into thinking that it will never, ever stop, and therefore I'll never get ill, but unfortunately that hasn't quite happened.
You know, that's very, very important, because you see that in a lot of the artists who, you know, want to provide themselves longevity in their careers. You need to have that motor. And do you see that as kind of the most important aspect in being a musician, is having that motor, that drive, that passion that you want to put through in the audience?
Yeah, well, you have to love what you do, or at least you have to really thoroughly enjoy it. It is a difficult job. Like I wouldn't ever complain about it, because I'm fortunate enough to do what I love, and I'm very lucky in the sense that I, at least currently, I'm looking. I might be able to do that for a long time, and not a lot of people get to do that. That's not kind of a That's not a regular thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So because of the drive that I have, and I know a lot of other people live in this same world as well, is that like it could all disappear. Like this has all come about very quickly for me. I kind of was writing music about 2 years ago, and now suddenly I'm off on tours and doing TV and, you know, getting interviews and things like that. And it could all disappear just as quickly as it's come together, and it would probably disappear quicker. So because of that, my motivation is to work as hard as I can to keep doing the thing that I love, because what I love to do involves being able to connect with a lot of people and give people an excuse to just kind of forget about, you know, something for 3.5 minutes at a time. And I'm very lucky that I get to give people that moment, and I'm also very lucky that I have that moment for myself. So the driving force for me is that not only do I love what I do, but I want to keep doing this for as long as I can. And I know that there's a lot of musicians out there that agree with me. I think for too long now as well, there's been a lot of musicians, or I'd use that in quotation marks, or, you know, artists and performers who have their careers off of the fact that it makes money very quickly. And if that's the reason that someone does something creatively is to then, you know, profit from it, they're doing it for the wrong reasons, or at least that's what I would believe. And an audience will be able to see that, and they won't respect that artist for, you know, for tricking them into giving away their hard-earned money to go and, you know, see someone fake up on stage pretending like they're enjoying themselves. The reason why I do it is purely out of adoration for the people who enjoy me for doing it, and only out of complete respect.
Yeah, and you know, that authenticity that you have really, really shines through in your performance. Now, for our listeners who don't know...
No, thank you.
Of course. For our listeners who don't know, now Jack plays with, is it three instruments altogether, or is it more? Do you play with, like, it's basically, if you see Mary Poppins,
you're the voice on it, yeah.
Yeah. It's basically Dick Van Dyke playing the entire band by himself. But he does.
Exactly. I'm up on stage doing lots of things at the same time, lots of things indeed.
Mm-hmm. And you do it so well. I mean, I've never seen an artist play that many instruments by himself and so well doing it. Do you ever get tired playing all these instruments at one time? I mean, you're starting this new tour. How are you going to keep up that stamina to keep that going?
it is difficult. I'm not going to lie. I've been doing this setup for about a year and a half now. And so I'm kind of used to it. And I've always been very lucky that ever since I was little, I was kind of able to pick up instruments quite easily. My ears and my hands talk very well to each other. Mm-hmm. So when I hear a tune, my hands kind of roughly will know how to play it on the first go. But if not, it'll take me a couple goes and then I'll have it. Like, I don't have perfect pitch. I can't sit down at a piano and play back to you a melody that you would sing at me that I hadn't heard before. But I, you know, after a couple of tries, would be able to give you at least a good go at it. Mm-hmm. But because of that, I'm kind of able... But the thing about me is that I've been able to do that with lots of different instruments. And so because of that, kind of naturally for me, the next step was to be able to do that with lots of instruments, but at the same time. So I'm up on stage playing keyboards with one hand and playing drums with the other hand and then singing on top of it. And I've got a guitar around my neck should I ever put a guitar on something. Like, I just, I like to leave all my options open and so I can play everything all at once. But the whole idea for it kind of came about, I know you mean that... mentioning that you may not have seen it done like this before, and that was kind of the goal. Like, I was aware when I was putting it together that a lot of people were going to compare me to other one-man bands of the same nature, but my whole point is that I don't know anyone else who does my show like I do, and that's not because, you know, I want to be different, but just because this seems like me. This seems like the way that I would do it, and as I understand it, there's no one else out there in the world that's exactly like me. Like, there's no one out there in the world who's exactly like you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that authenticity you were talking about earlier. I respect what I do, and I respect the people that want to come and see the show, and so for that exact reason, I want to make sure it's a good show.
Yeah. Now, what about the first instrument you played? Like, what was the first moment when you picked up a guitar or whatnot, and you thought, this is what I have to start doing? Like, what was that about?
When I was a kid, my dad made me. I say made me. My dad encouraged me. Encouraged me to watch a lot of Stevie Ray Vaughan videos. Who is a guitarist from
very Texas, nice
guitarist from predominantly from the 80s, and I kind of fell in love with guitar playing when I started watching him perform. So my dad kind of caught onto this and would teach me a few chords from there, and then kind of just let me go on my own, try it out. But I mean, like, guitar was the first instrument I picked up and experimented on. I had lessons in piano when I was a kid, but I didn't really enjoy them that much because I didn't like being told how to do something that came so instinctively. And I also didn't like someone telling me that my instincts were wrong. I was a very confident child, is a pleasant way of putting it. My dad kind of introduced me to guitars and what guitars could do. And when I found Steve Ray Vaughan and just the look on his face when he played guitar, that was it. I was sold. That was the instrument for me.
I love that because, you know, you are a serious guitar shredder. Sorry, you are a serious guitar shredder. And the way that you play, like, you can see that passion in your music. I wanted to ask, do you have any favorite guitar solos? Like, are there any moments in songs like you're like, oh, man, that Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle, that's it. Like, what's your favorite?
Oh, man, there's way too many to... Oh, there's too many to think about. Mm-hmm. I would say, I mean, my ultimate favorite guitar solo would be... Stevie Ray Vaughan solo on the recorded version of Pride and Joy from his album Texas Flood. That the solos that he does in that, in the middle and the one that ends it, that was the first solo I ever learned. Like, I would sit down and listen to that song over and over and over again and just play the same bars on the loops until I had them in my fingers and would be able to play them myself. And then I did that with all of his songs. I also think, and I know I've had a lot of conversations with guitarists actually, who some of them have agreed with me when I've said, some of them have very strongly disagreed with me when I've said this. I'm a huge Jimi Hendrix fan. I'm a big Jimi Hendrix fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Stevie Ray Vaughan's instrumental version of Little Wing is more... It's more emotional to me than Jimi Hendrix's original. The song is incredible, and the performance of the song on the original recording by Jimmy is undoubtedly one of the greatest performances of that song ever. But Stevie Ray Vaughan's performance of Little Wing, it's an instrumental song. You can go and find it live. I think he recorded it as well. It is just unbelievable. The emotion, the way that he talks to you through his guitar is... I've never heard that before. I've never heard it since. Yeah, that's a really special thing for me.
I love that, and it really shows through in your music. I think this is fantastic, and you're going to do huge things for your sound and for what music can be. And everyone should really check out Jack. Again, his new CD comes out on February 19th. It's available for pre-order now. Jack, before I let you go, by the way, you are one of the kindest interviewees that I've had on the show yet, so I really appreciate that.
Thanks, man. Thank you very much. The least I can do is be nice to you. Yeah, of course, man. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So I am calling from Chicago. This is WGN Radio. We're a very historical station here in the city. And I was just going over some of your tweets, and I see that you have a little bit of affection for our main man, Michael Jordan. You were watching and live tweeting Space Jam the other night.
Dude. I didn't even mean to do that. I was just like I said, not just been very well the last couple of days. I had some things to do this morning that I ended up having to cancel. I really needed to just stop for a second and my body try and get better. Mm-hmm. And as I lay down in, because we've stayed over at a city in the UK, so I've got a hotel, or at least I had one last night, lay down in bed, had some room service ordered, turned on the TV, and it was Space Jam, and I have never been so happy about anything in all of my life. So I decided to just go crazy about it on Twitter, and I think people enjoyed it. I also don't want to assume that people enjoyed it. I may have ruined some people's evenings. I don't know. I had a great time, but I was going to say as well. Speaking of Chicago, I don't know if you knew about this, but I just moved into Chicago about a couple of months ago, actually.
No way, you moved to Chicago?
Yeah, so Chicago is now my hometown.
That is so crazy. I had no idea. What inspired the move to the city?
I've moved out there for personal reasons, for very personal reasons. All good ones, all lovely, incredible, fantastic reasons. But Chicago was the place that was calling for us. So I've kind of come out and I'm now a Chicagoan, Chicagi. I don't know what they're correct. I'm getting used to it. It'll be fine.
Whatever it is, we welcome you with open arms, Jack. That's fantastic.
Well, thank you very much.
So you know you're traveling all over the world now. When's the next time we can see you perform in Chicago?
Chicago. Next time I'll be out there. Well, just out there with Miss Mister, and mm-hmm. then last time I was out, I did Sheba's Tavern, which is great. One of my favorite venues out there.
Great venue.
I think there's plans to come back when the album is out. I know that we're looking at a couple of other great venues. There's a particular venue that I am absolutely in love with in Chicago that I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to come and play, but nothing's confirmed, so I won't say what it is. But definitely soon, definitely when the record is out, I can't wait to come back. Can't wait to come back home.
Jack, that is fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Jack Garrett. His CD comes out February 19th. It's called Phase. You can pre-order it now. And Jack, as a fellow dark-haired, bearded man, I really, really appreciate that you're bringing that back as well.
It's the least I could do for all of us.
Thanks again. This is Sound Sessions, your voice for Chicago music.
When my heart stops beating,
can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.